Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details. Save big this holiday season. All in the Kroger app. Buy two, get three free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up. Then get a flavorful Kroger spiral sliced ham for 89 cents a pound with an additional $25 purchase. Limit two, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What's up, you guys? Sean Ross Sapp. Welcome to Fightful. Here with the name you know. I remember 5 years ago, Maple Leaf Gardens, they had a big show there. ROH said, pick who you want to interview. And I said, I want to interview Shane Taylor. I want to interview him in front of this Toronto Maple Leaf Garden, like the hockey backdrop, all that stuff. And I've had the great fortune of interviewing you a number of times since. Sir. It's wonderful to see, like, even then, as ROH TV champion, here we are heading into final battle. Hammerstein Ballroom. You're still killing it, man.
It's a homecoming. Yeah. You know, for someone who shocked the world 5 years ago, to win the Ring of Honor Television Championship, World Television Championship, to be the only third black male in the company's almost 20-plus year history to do that, it's incredible. And to now, here we are, Final Battle 2024, back at the Hammerstein. It really does give you that feel that Ring of Honor is headed back to where it should be, and that is the birthplace of innovation, the birthplace of producing badass events and badass pro wrestling.
How have you felt as you become a mainstay in this version of ROH after you had already worked so hard to become a mainstay in the prior iteration of ROH? How are you feeling?
To me, it's just been par for the course. This is what I do. This is what we do. This is what we've always done, and that is put Ring of Honor at the forefront and continue to make sure that we are one of the most felt presences in ROH, that we will be respected and we will do anything and everything we have to do in order to make sure that people understand that. And going into, I think the difference though, right? Ring of Honor prior felt like a destination. Ring of Honor had a reputation, and its champions had a reputation of proving we are the best night in and night out. Whether that be just in an ROH ring, or it be outside an ROH ring, even on the independents, Ring of Honor champions stood for something. Ring of Honor championships stood for something. And now, I feel like outside of a few champions like a Lee Moriarty, or like an Athena, like a Red Velvet.
Yeah.
Ring of Honor championships are passed around like participation trophies.
Okay. You mentioned Lee. Man, what a phenomenal talent he is. And like
the best technical wrestler in the world, bar none. Throw in your Bryan Danielsons, throw in your Zack Sabres, and Lee Moriarty's name is right there.
Multi-talented as well. What an artist he is. I know he's got a lot of art related projects coming up, but when you put the Shane Taylor Promotions name on somebody, I know it's got to mean something to you.
It absolutely does.
If I know you the way I think you do, you've got a distinct vision, you've got criteria, you've got standards that people have to match up to. Where did Lee Moriarty, like when you approached him, or maybe however that came about, what were you looking for specifically?
I've been scouting Lee Moriarty for a long time, for years. Anybody that's into coaching or college football or scouting or recruiting or anything like that, you can see talent a mile away and go, okay, if I ever get the chance to work with this individual, if I ever get the chance to have him by my side, this is what I want for him. This is where I would like them to go. Lee Moriarty is already who he is. He didn't need Shane Taylor to come along and add sort of any stamp of approval. What Lee Moriarty needed from me was me telling Lee Moriarty, it's okay to be Lee Moriarty. it is okay to talk your shit and not just be this humble, fantastic wrestler that is just okay being boxed in, is just okay trying to make it. Nah. You stand up and you tell these people who you are.
That's one of the things I always loved about you was when I had requested that interview with you, I was like, Shane Taylor knows exactly how good he is, and he is not afraid to say how good he is.
At all.
And that's something that I enjoy as somebody who's interviewing somebody.
Right.
Like, I love hearing that.
And nor should we be. Nor should any of us be. I am sick of pretending we don't live by and we don't operate under different rules as other talents and performers. It's bullshit. Right? We represent that new attitude. We get to tell you we are the best. We get to tell you that for years, as fans of this sport, as performers in this sport, we have watched everybody else go forward. We have watched them drive their car, be proud of their cultures, and tell their stories. Fantastic. Great job. We love the characters. We love the job that you've done. It is our turn to be in the driver's seat now. It is our turn to be who we are, talk our shit, to drive the car, and understand that for everyone else, it's not about leaving you out or anything else like that. This is about us recognizing us and being proud to be us, and nobody else having a problem with it, because we didn't have a problem with when it was your turn. So you shouldn't have a problem when it's ours. That's why the recent interview that came up and the recent question that was asked to Mr.
Scrum,
to a Mr. Bobby Lashley, I can respect Bobby's answer. I understand his answer, and I understand what he meant by it, right? But what else was he going to say? That's the answer he had to make. And I'm sure he believes it, but that's the answer he had to make. Because anything else, Bobby Lashley loses money. Any other answer, Bobby Lashley loses opportunity. Any other answer, Bobby Lashley has to face the backlash of that answer.
Anywhere worth going is worth going in good boots, and you can find your perfect pair at Tecovas. Tecovas crafts quality Western boots for everyone, from generational ranchers and lifelong cowboys to first-time boot buyers, which is what I was up until a couple of years ago. Growing up in Kentucky, you see boots everywhere, but I never jumped into the game until I found Tecovas, and I love it. Every one of Tecovas boots are handcrafted with over 200 meticulous steps for broken-in comfort right out of the box. Whether it's a long day or a big night, your Tecovas are built to last and impress. That's why Esquire loves them and says they're the reason we keep coming back to Tecovas. They are so comfortable. Plus, with Tecovas Best in the West guarantee, you get free returns and exchanges for 30 days. And right now, get 10% off at tecovas.com/SRS when you sign up for email and text. That's 10% off at tecovas.com/SRS. That's tecovas.com/SRS. See site for details. Tecovas, point your toes west.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
So he had to say that. But that in its own right proves why I disagree with Mr. Lashley. I respect his answer, but I disagree. Because if it was normalized, he wouldn't have that fear of reprisal. If it was normalized, we wouldn't have to worry about facing backlash. If it was normalized, there would be no problem in having stories and having characters and doing things with the freedom that other people get to do it with. Our fans love this industry just as much as any other fan base. We pay our money just like any other fan base. We deserve to have the characters and to tell the stories with the depth of emotion that other people get to tell it with. So from that aspect, I disagree with Mr. Lashley, and I think it is very important that while we do have a lot of people cheering for us, we have 2 to 3 times as much that are cheering against us. So until So as long as you have people cheering against you, you need people that are willing to fight for you. And for that, I will say that I am very much proud of and will always be a black champion, because we have people that depend on us to represent them and to do it in a way that they feel seen and they feel heard and they feel justified in spending their hard-earned cash to come see us.
I know this is something that's been important to you for a long time, the picture, the now iconic image of the ROH, like the show where you all were giving the gesture. Like, what did that mean to you? And was there any backlash that you faced internally because of that, or were they like, no, we respect what you're doing?
That's not something we even cleared. We just did it. Mm-hmm. If this was going to be the last show, if this was going to be the last time people saw Shane Taylor Promotions in a Ring of Honor ring, we wanted them to see that solidarity amongst the talent. We wanted them to see that belief that we all had in each other and that belief that played a part in the business that we were able to create together. Me personally, obviously, selfishly speaking, I think my story with Kenny King was one of the best feuds that ROH ever put across. I believe our six-man world championship run, I believe my TV title run, are some of the most dominant championship runs and some of the most dominant stuff that Ring of Honor has ever produced. And I want to get back to that. I want the Ring of Honor World Six-Man Championships back. And that brings me back to my point about the championships being used like participation trophies.
I can tell how much Ring of Honor means to you.
It means everything to me. And it should mean everything to anybody who's ever stepped foot in that ring that has ever represented the letters ROH. We represent a standard. We represent what's real in this industry as to all the bullshit that comes around it. And when you step into a Ring of Honor ring, you had better be able and better be ready to stand on that reputation and exceed it. That is the pride that me and my guys had in the old era of ROH, and that is the pride that me and my guys have going into this new one. And the only way to have that power is to take those championships. So Dustin, Von Erichs, I don't know where y'all boys are at, but right now you are walking around with stolen property. They are giving you boys these championships. Maybe they're hoping that you'll reach this legacy that will make you into the stars and have you have the names that, you know, that your uncles had. Maybe that's what they want for y'all. But as of right now, you are simply just in our way.
As we wrap up, mm-hmm. you are capable of things that so many people are not capable of. Mm-hmm. At what point in your life did you realize you were capable of things that most human beings are not capable of?
I've always had a switch that flips in my mind that most people tend to be scared to hit. It took me a while to learn that it's okay to flip that switch. And if you have the belief and if you have the ability to flip that switch, then do it. This is a dog eat dog world. This is a do what you have to do to survive world. If you have the ability to survive, if you have the ability to talk that shit, if you have the ability to go out and take what you want, then do so, because nobody else is worried about your feelings.
ROH Final Battle coming up at Hammerstein Ballroom. Shane Taylor, it's been 6 years I've been interviewing you now. Mm-hmm. Each one seems like it gets better. I want to thank you so much for your time.
Absolutely.
Until next time, guys, we're out.
Rumble, bad man, rumble.
Are high pay-per-view prices getting to you? Maybe MLB blackouts, maybe the insane cost of Sunday ticket, whatever it might be. NordVPN.com/Fightful is here to help. You get NordVPN.com/Fightful. You change your virtual location with one click. Maybe you want to be in the West Coast when you can't watch a game on the East Coast. They got you covered. Maybe the pay-per-view prices are just too high or there's too many of them. Switch your virtual location overseas and get the prices that they're paying there.
NordVPN.com/Fightful does it all for you. And that's in addition to their password manager, their protection on public Wi-Fi, the ability to use it on all your devices, including your router, your TV. It doesn't matter. They've got you on all those. And a 30-day money-back guarantee. Maybe you're just feeling wild and you want to try it. Well, you know what? In 30 days, if you don't like it, spoiler, you will. You can get your money back. NordVPN.com/Fightful.
Save big this holiday season. All in the Kroger app. Buy two, get three free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up. Then get a flavorful Kroger spiral sliced ham for 89 cents a pound with an additional $25 purchase. Limit two, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.